Around, this is Don Lance.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
How are you?
Okay.
Good. What's new with you? Anything?
Some things. Been working on some things.
Do you have any new records out or anything?
I've cut something, but it's not near out yet.
Uh-huh. Let's see, when I saw you up there last summer, you were supposed to have something released. Do you remember if you played...
Oh, yeah, that was released, and they didn't do too good of a promotional job on it.
Uh-huh. What's the new release? What's the name of that?
Well, it's all tentative. I mean, there's no...
No, I mean the one that was out last...
Oh,
last
Don't Let It Slip Away and, wait a minute. You there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead. It's Don't Let It Slip Away?
Yeah.
And what's the other side?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. I thought you, that's the name of the song.
Oh, you thought it was...
You said...
That's the name of the tune.
Oh, I see. You got me mixed up there.
Yeah.
Do you recall maybe about a year ago I sent you a record by a guy by the name of Con Archer?
Yeah.
And he had one song that I thought sounded a lot like you.
Yeah, right. I agree with you.
Yeah, he just cut You Don't Know What You've Got in Memphis.
No kidding.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to release it the way it is right now. I think they did it a little bit too slow, so he may redo it again.
Was it done in a cha-cha beat?
Sort of, but it's slower than yours, and it seems to drag a little bit.
All right.
So I think he's going to do it again. And there's another question I wanted to ask you. I picked up a couple of records by a guy named Bobby Cash. Did you ever hear of him?
Bobby Cash? Yeah, I think so. Oh, you know what? I think Terry Wilson, last time he was in town, the boy from Canada... I think he dropped a couple of them with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. What are you up to, Dan?
I'm going to see Elvis Friday in New York.
Is he playing Madison Square again, or...?
He's playing the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island.
Oh.
So there's four shows up there.
You know what I wanted to ask you?
What?
Do you still have access to that movie of Presley at Madison Square?
The one that I took?
You took the pictures at Madison Square.
Yeah.
The movies.
Right. Yeah, they're real, real close. You know, real good movies.
Real good?
Like from the shoulders up. Real, because I was in the second row.
Oh, wow.
See, and I had a zoom lens.
How many feet do you have?
400.
No kidding.
Yeah, 400 feet.
Did you sync any recording with us?
Pardon me?
With the Madison Square, did you sync a soundtrack at all?
I have the soundtrack. I recorded the show at the same time I was filming, but it's hard to match them up.
Oh. Listen, Don, I'd be interested in those films, too, if you would want to figure up, you know, what it would, I imagine it's pretty expensive.
It is.
Yeah, so, well, at least I know that you're the one, and I can get them through you and whenever the time is right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important thing.
You have a lot of real nice snapshots that I took. In fact, I have one that Presley autographed for me.
Oh, is that right?
Last year, yeah.
Oh, you intend to talk to any of his people when you're up there?
Pardon me?
At his show, do you intend to talk to any of his people?
I'll talk to some of them, probably Glenn Hardin. You know Glenn Hardin?
No, we don't know Glenn, but Wilkinson's a good buddy.
John Wilkinson, yeah.
Yeah, say hello if you see him.
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah.
You know Bill Porter? You must know Bill Porter.
The engineer, yeah.
The engineer, yeah.
I know Bill from one session that I did with him in Nashville.
In Nashville?
Fred Foster Studio.
Yeah, right, Fred Foster. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I know Bill real well.
Are you still a music guy or what?
Yeah, I'm still doing. I'm doing some studio work up here in Buffalo, not too much.
Good.
I'm on a couple of records that are out right now playing bass.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's
yeah.
Good.
And so that's going to be coming out. So that's
so you're hanging in their music completely then?
Yeah, well, I keep trying, you know. But
yeah.
Like I said, I've been doing some session work here, and I'm on a couple of records right now, so that helps a little bit.
Sound
the
right.
Thing that I want to do is this fella, Con Archer.
Oh, you know the guy?
Yeah, I know him pretty well, yeah.
Oh.
And, as a matter of fact, I sat in with him for a couple of gigs. You know, I played bass with him and sang a couple of songs.
Oh, do you have the tape and you know what you've got?
Yeah, I do.
No kidding.
Yeah, and,
I would appreciate, when it comes out, if you could send me a copy of it or something, you know?
You don't know what you've got?
Yeah.
But I think he's going to redo it, if I'm not mistaken.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a little bit slow. It's nice. You know, there's a real good job.
I would be very interested to hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always a kick, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's your tune, just like Elvis was got a kick when I did Drill My Best Friend.
Right.
You always like to hear what another guy does with your, you know, the original
thing. Right.
Yeah. That's great. I'd like to have a copy of that.
Yeah, well, as soon as it comes out, I'll send one out to you. I'm sure he'd like you to have it.
Yeah,
he mentioned you, you know, sometimes. He's got a lot of your records and likes the stuff that you do.
Uh-huh.
That's why I sent you the copy of his record, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know he's got a lot of years.
Yes.
So,
that'd be fine.
That's about it.
Good.
Okay?
Real good.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you then, man.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye.